This Wednesday marks the 45th anniversary of Earth Day. Gaylord Nelson started it. He served as Wisconsin's governor and later as its U.S. senator. Today, Nelson's daughter Tia carries on his legacy. She has served on Wisconsin's Board of Commissioners of Public Land for a decade. While its leaders recently prohibited staff from even talking about climate change, Tia Nelson doesn't shy away from the subject as a private citizen. She spoke on her personal time. Nelson will spend this Earth Day at her dad's alma mater, San Jose State in California. She says students there are organizing a day that will overflow with events, something her dad would love. Gaylord Nelson died in 2005, but his presence runs deep in his daughter.
My father was a remarkable man and well-respected as a public official, but he was a great father as well and had a wonderful sense of humor.
She considers her father's greatest gift to his children, the sense that everyone makes a difference.
How one conducted themselves and dedicated themselves in life had importance and the potential for impact. And certainly my father's life is a testament to that principle.
Nelson recalls that as a kid, she simply wanted to hang out with her politician dad, which was easier said than done.
So I would just beg him to let me go with him to events, and then I would just do whatever he did. And if he walked around the room shaking hands, asking how the family was, I just followed right behind him and stuck out my hand and did what he did.
Nelson says her father championed environmental issues while governor, then wanted to continue the cause as U.S. senator. But he arrived in Washington in the 1960s, when civil rights issues and foreign policy were front and center. Nelson managed to convince then-President Kennedy to travel the country on a conservation tour, but it fell flat.
Even with a popular president at the helm of this tour, it failed to attract the attention that my father had hoped for. Apparently, the president's heart really wasn't particularly invested in it. Press coverage was lackluster at best, and the tour was cut short.
Nelson says the spark that finally ignited Earth Day came out of the blue in 1969. Her father had traveled to California after the largest oil spill of the time took place in Santa Barbara. As he flew home, Nelson pulled a magazine out of the pocket in front of his seat.
And read an article describing the impact of campus teach-ins on public opinion about the Vietnam War. And he thought to himself, that's it. I'm going to call for a national teach-in on the environment in schools across the country.
Tia Nelson vividly recalls April 22nd, 45 years ago.
An estimated 20 million people participated in the first Earth Day.
Were you there?
I was in junior high, and we did trash pickup around the school grounds.
Every year, as Earth Day approached, Nelson remembers people asking her dad what he considered the most important environmental challenge the world faced. In later years, he always said climate change. Today, it's her unequivocal response.
Whether you're a forester or a farmer or an insurance executive or a local official planning an infrastructure project in your community, climate change impacts your bottom line. There have been interesting developments quite recently. The G7 just issued a national security risk assessment. They concluded that climate change was a substantial risk to national security, displacement from sea level rise, violent conflict over food and water.
As a private citizen, Nelson adds,
it's a really pressing challenge. I think it's a waste of time to debate the science. The real debate is, what do we do about climate change?
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.